From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Lydia Brown. Senator Patrick Leahy says the state will receive $2 billion in new federal emergency aid to deal with the impact of the new coronavirus. The money is part of the massive stimulus package passed by the Senate, which the House is scheduled to take up today. The bill includes $300 million in direct grants for the state, $260 million to help Vermont hospitals, small programs for businesses, and one-time cash payments for most individuals. Leahy says Vermont desperately needs the financial assistance.
Look at where we need this. We have so many people out of work. We have to get our community health facilities, child care centers, food banks. They need help. We have our small companies that need help and public health preparedness.
President Trump is expected to sign the bill as soon as he gets it. The number of Vermonters filing for unemployment benefits increased dramatically due to layoffs caused by the coronavirus. Labor Commissioner Michael Harrington says that in a normal week, roughly 150 Vermonters file for unemployment. As of last Saturday's filing deadline, he says the number grew to almost 15,000.
So we went from 659 initial claims to, you know, roughly 14 or 15,000 initial claims received. Our goal and hope is to have all of that backlog and some uploaded into our system by the end of today.
Harrington expects the numbers will increase again next week after Governor Scott called on all non-essential businesses to close down until further notice. Harrington says his department is urging Vermonters who want to file claims to do so electronically at labor.vermont.gov. The drastic number of Vermonters who have lost jobs amid the ongoing COVID-19 crisis is driving up demand for programs like food shelves. The state announced yesterday a record number of unemployment claims, nearly 15,000. Robert Meehan is director of Feed Chittenden. He says the demand for the organization's services has increased by 30%.
We had a young woman in our parking lot in tears. She had been laid off from a local store and needed help with food for the first time ever. We're seeing those cases daily.
Meehan says the organization has started to offer pickup service at its food shelf and will deliver groceries to older adults and people with disabilities. For VPR News, I'm Lydia Brown.